There are so many opportunistic avenues to look at when we're talking about George Floyd. And very rarely do those opportunistic conversations end up still talking about George Floyd. And if we're going to be a country who's going to care about people, you know, a diverse group of people, and we are a loving country. We have sore spots and we can't ignore them, which is why I struggle with not talking about it. But we have a very, very difficult time controlling the conversation enough to where we're actually all working towards the same goal, which is justice. And justice needs to be blind to skin color. It needs to be blind to the uniform. I haven't talked, I've talked to several law enforcement officers about this, in addition to talking to all the people who I work with about how I go about this. And I say, if I go on the air and I say that I think that George Floyd was murdered, you know, how does that make you feel as a law enforcement officer? I mean, people who are working in calm suburban areas, how does that make you feel? Not that that would change the what I would say to you here on the radio station. That doesn't, but I want to know how people react to this. I want to know how they feel. It helps me do my best, and maybe this is a massive failure on my part. It helps me do the best I can to be sensitive to the most amount of people at one time. And what I hear from all of the law enforcement that I'm talking to is that it's so unfortunate that this incident is going to set back the trust that people have with the officers in their communities. And basically saying it's unjustifiable. I've never seen like that's not the training we get. We would never do that here. The law enforcement is not agreeing with what happened to George Floyd. And I've seen some of them speak up about it. I would encourage more law enforcement to speak up about it, but I would encourage society to not look at law enforcement as a collective group, to understand that there are going to be bad people in every profession. And we have, in my opinion, found one of them. It's a national story now. But I would also encourage people to understand that how this situation is going to be viewed across the country, regardless of whether George Floyd was murdered because he was black, or if the fact that he was black factored into it, the country is going to see this based on their own individual perspectives, their own circumstances, what they've experienced in life. And we have to, I'm imploring people, we have to understand that because your perspective gives you a specific reality that makes it seem differently than somebody else's, you can both be right in your perspectives. You can both see this situation differently from different angles, and you can both be right. But the only way any of us get any better is if we listen to the other person. And combine those perspectives and get a broader view. I don't want to open up this conversation on this show to people who want to call in and defend law enforcement, because I am a fervent supporter of law enforcement, and I am no less of a supporter of any person who puts themselves behind a badge to protect the safety of myself and my family. I support them today as much as I did last week. And we don't need to pound the table on how we support law enforcement, because we do. But I also don't want to say that myself as a 36-year-old, 36, is that right? 36-year-old female living in a suburban neighborhood in the middle of the country understands what it's like to have a black son who I keep reading this article about these kids, these little black boys, and people talk about how cute they are. And then these boys grow up and they're not cute anymore. Now they live a different life. And I'm sorry to get emotional, but as a mother, that strikes me very, very close to my heart, because I have a son and I can't imagine living like that.